From mic techniques to voice care tips and also vocal exercises too. Hello, this is Peter. Welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. The intensity, speed and duration of any voiceover work can cause vocal fatigue. Not warming up is going to lead to a longer recovery time and possible ongoing injury. These exercises coming at you from tomorrow will improve your vocal flexibility and eliminate unnecessary levels of tension in your body and your voice. As I said several times already, the physical and mental exercises coming over the next several months. These easy-to-learn exercises are ones that you can do at home. You can do them in the car, in the shower, or in the toilet at work, in the toilet at the studios before you actually go into the studio. Do them actually, to be fair, you know, I don't know, if you're making some strange noises behind a cubicle door, people may wonder what is going on. And also, you know, deep breathing exercises in the toilet. It might depend on who else has got too much information. Okay, I'll move on. Yeah, do them regularly to get the most out of them and not just on a studio day. So, these vocal exercises starting tomorrow, I'm going to be bringing them in the same order as we did, what, a couple of years back, the voyage of your voice. So we're actually going to start off from larynx to lips, and it's going to include the navel cavity, the nasal cavity, the breathing and skeletal exercises coming a bit later on, although some of those elements may be combined with some of the exercises here. I'm going to be bringing you a couple of exercises a day, and that way you can go away and practice yourself for 24 hours before we move on to another one. Okay. So, tomorrow, the wake-up hum. We're going to be starting off in the larynx. We're going to be moving up the throat and into the nasal cavity, not the navel cavity, the nasal cavity, and into the mouth, the tongue, the lips, and everything to do with that part of the face and those resonators, okay, over the next several weeks. A bit later on, we'll move over to other things like breathing and shoulders, neck, chest, back, hips, knees. And if you're thinking, yeah, Peter's having a joke with us now, your knees aren't connected to your voice. Oh, yes, they are. And I'm going to be telling you about that as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. Tomorrow, though, the wake up hum. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.